was shackled by a heavy burden. It was beneath the load of guilt and shame. But then the hands of Jesus touched me. Yes, they did.
Greetings to the saints of God, and welcome to the True Word Radio program coming to you over this great radio station. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is Chief Elder Charles Ford Walker of Apostolic Ministries of America Incorporated, a church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Our headquarters is located in downtown Titusville, Florida, at 1422 Norwood Avenue, where you always have the opportunity to come and hear God's word preached in his fullness, like it was preached on the day of Pentecost and during the early days of the Christian church, when devout men of God would become pricked in their heart upon hearing the word of God preached through the power of God and the demonstration of his spirit. Glory to God, and cry out to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Glory to God. And then the apostles, amen, likewise would declare unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, them that are far away, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. This gospel is for those whom the Lord their God will call. And God is calling. He is calling to each and every soul in the world today, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God wants you to come to repentance. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It does not matter what you call yourself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm not here to tear you down. I'm not here, amen, to bring judgment against you. Glory to God. I'm not here, amen, to take away your affiliation. I'm not here to criticize your affiliation. I'm here, glory to God, over this station this morning to declare unto you the word of God and to let you know, irregardless of whatever you call yourself or want to be called, there is hope for you through the believing of the word of God according to how it is written. My God, that is my purpose and that is my intent, is to let you know that there is a plan of salvation brought to us, glory to God, and preached to us by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ at first, and was confirmed unto the world by those whom he had chosen, the apostles. And they began to preach God's word on the day of Pentecost, as it had been given to them, glory to God, amen, by Jesus Christ. In Luke 24:44, it says, then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. And my God, he told them to wait until they were illuded with power from on high. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And they returned to the city of Jerusalem. Glory to God. And they waited on God to show up. And when God showed up, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And my God, they spoke in tongues as the Spirit of God gave utterance. preachers today will tell you that you don't have to speak in tongues. Some of them will tell you that you don't even need to get the Holy Ghost. They will tell you that you don't even need to be baptized. My God, but I'm here to tell you that is a hell-bound preacher. Glory to God, hallelujah. Declaring unto you, amen, the music of Satan. Glory to God, and not the word of God. The word of God makes it plain. Glory to God, hallelujah, that you must be reborn again. You must be born again through the water and through the Spirit. Glory to God, if you are ever going to get into God's heaven, he said, if you're not born again, glory to God of the water and the Spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God because you still have, glory to God, the Adamic sins in your body that will preclude you from entering into the word, into the kingdom of God. You still have your own sins, glory to God, in your body. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. And we accept, glory to God, the new birth. No one will ever see the kingdom of God. I'm not here, amen, to keep you down. I'm not here to tear you down. I'm here to lift you up. I'm here to elevate you to a higher level. Glory to God that you may have a fellowship with the righteousness that is found in Jesus Christ. Glory to God through obedience to the word of God as it has been written. Glory to God aforetime for our learning. We want you, glory to God, to have access to that which will save you and forget about the customs of man and the traditions of man and the beliefs of man. But we want you, glory to God, to have access to the word of God. Amen. According to how it is written. And because of that reason, we are going throughout the country. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going throughout the country. Amen. Ordaining elders. Glory to God and installing them in the churches. Amen. That the word of God may be able to be preached. Amen. Unto the saints of God and unto all of the inhabitants of the earth. Glory to God. That is a commandment given by the scriptures. And a lot of people, amen, are quick to criticize. Amen, that Elder Walker is ordaining too many elders. Amen, but I'm here to tell you today that never, amen, in all of the history of mankind has there been a need like it is today of having someone, glory to God, in the church that can preach the truth of God, glory to God, and walk away and turn away from the traditions and the customs of man that has the whole world spiraling, glory to God, to destruction, glory to God, at light speed. Amen. But it can be turned around through the preaching of the word of God. Some of the saints of God, glory to God, that are spiraling towards destruction can put on the brakes through the hearing of the true word of God. Through this true word radio program, many will be saved from hell. Glory to God. And many, glory to God, will be rewarded. Glory to God, eternal life through the believing of what is being preached. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's get your Bibles out. Let's go to the first chapter of Titus. Glory to God. And let's look at this thing. Amen. And see, amen, what our obligations are today in regards to the church. And he says unto Titus, mine own son, after the common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. For this cause left thy increase, that thou shouldest set in order the things that are wanting. Glory to God, hallelujah. There are things that are wanting in the church today. Glory to God, hallelujah. Don't care who you are. Don't care what you call yourself. Don't care your denomination. There are things that are wanting in the church today. There are things that are not in the church that should be in the church. Glory to God. And someone has to have the courage, amen, to make an effort to install those things, glory to God, that are wanting. Amen. And the first order of business was to ordain elders in every city. Amen. Now, if you go back and look at the original Greek, amen, these elders would be nothing more than preachers and teachers, amen, of the gospel. And install someone in every city that can preach the word of God, the infallible word of God, without compromise and without error, according to how it was given unto the apostles by Jesus Christ as he walked the earth here, declaring unto everyone to repent, for the kingdom of God was at hand. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ordain elders in every city as I had appointed thee. Just like, amen, God, amen, through the hands of Apostle Paul had appointed Titus. Glory to God. Now Titus is to go, glory to God, and ordain other ministers. This is why, amen, I declare unto you, glory to God, that on February the 19th, 1961, Bishop S.C. Johnson laid his hands on me, glory to God, and blessed me. Amen. Along about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, glory to God, hallelujah, amen, that I should be preserved, amen, in this 21st century to bring forth the word of God and set in order in the church those things that are lacking, glory to God, after his decease. Glory to God, and this is what I'm doing today. Glory to God, I'm making an effort. Amen, through the power of God, amen, and through the strength of God, and through the mercy and the grace of God, to set in order in the church those things that are lacking. Preachers that will preach, glory to God, the infallible word of God, and let everybody know that there is a requirement called the new birth, that each and every soul that hears the gospel, amen, must conform to. Glory to God, hallelujah. Irregardless of who you are, irregardless of what you are, irregardless of what you call yourself, irregardless of the affiliation, it will not cost you one dime, glory to God, hallelujah, to go ahead and receive this new birth. Glory to God. Don't take any chances with your eternity. Glory to God. Don't take chances with your eternal life. Glory to God, because it is a life that will be without end. It will be a life forever and forever. Don't take a chance with that life. Make sure that that life will be preserved, amen, on the good side of eternity rather than on the bad side of eternity. You have nothing to lose, my friend, and you have all in the world to gain. You have, amen, glory to God, a reasonable, amen, responsibility, glory to God, hallelujah, to adhere to the new birth requirements that you might be able to enter into the kingdom of God. Now, this is Elder Walker, amen, saying, write to him, amen, or call him. Let him know you enjoy this broadcast. It does not matter your affiliation. Glory to God. I preach in synagogues. I preach in Catholic churches. I preach in Methodist churches, Baptist churches. I preach in every kind of church in the world by invitation only. I'm invited to come and preach the gospel that I preach to people that do not even believe it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You have nothing to lose, because I do preach the end time, glory to God, message to man, amen, that they might be saved. Call me at 1-800-444-0441, amen, or write to me at P.O. Box 39, Titusville, Florida, 32781-0039, United States of America. God bless. Until next time, for more of this exciting word of God.
Jesus, he touched me. And